Nachyomi. Today we're going to be learning together Mizmor Kuf Mem Daled, the 144th Psalm in the book of Tehillim. This is a very beautiful Mizmor, one which has got very, very deep and sentimental value. We're going to look at it from the perspective of structure first of all. It is 15 psukim long and there are two main sections. One way of breaking up the sections would be the following. Psukim Aleph to Yud Aleph. The first 11 psukim are a prayer for continued success and especially protection from enemies. Whereas the last four psukim, Yud Beis to Yud Tesvav, 12 to 15, are about what blessing and peace and harmony look like. Another way of breaking it up is another possibility, is to break it up more evenly into two sections, where the second section starts not at Pasuk Yud Beis, but at Pasuk Tes, where it is the Shir Chadash, it is the new song that the person wants to sing to Hashem upon salvation, and therefore everything is pulled together by the word Asher in Pasuk Yud Beis, where this is their future salvation they're thinking about. Overall themes of this Mizmor, it turns out that the main theme is a person, the Mesharer is a deeply appreciative person for all the wherewithal that Hashem has given him, wisdom, wealth, success, which has allowed him to succeed and protect himself from his enemies. So that's why in the first Pasuk, it's LeDavid, Baruch Hashem Tzuri, Blessed Hashem, who is my rock, Hamnamed Yodai Lakrov, Etzbo Esayle Milchamav, you taught me how to fight the wars necessary to protect myself. The next step is he moves on to more philosophical wonderings about the significance of humanity. Hashem, Mo'adam Vateido Ayu, Ben Enosh Vatachashveu. What is humanity? What is a human being that you should consider him important, that you should spend time with him? And then he dreams for a future time, a time of salvation, which he describes in very real terms what being saved will look like. Asher bonenu kinetziim, gudolim b'nureinu, b'nureihem, b'nosenu kazovios, b'chut avos tavni seichel. Our children are going to be successful, they'll be healthy and prosperous, and that is what it looks like when salvation will come. Another sub-theme of this Mizmor is the ruminations on the human mission. There's a very sort of philosophical questioning we see in Psukim Gimel, Dalad, and Hey, where the person is wondering, the Mesharer is asking, what is the importance of humanity? Why? Adam lahevel domo, yomav katzel over. A human being is so transient, is so minuscule. Why, Hashem, should you account for him? Why does it matter to you? And in answering this, we may see that the last pasuk of this Mizmor might be the answer to this tension. And that is, Ashrei ha'am shekach alai. Ashrei ha'am shehashem elokav. Praiseworthy is a nation who is such to him. Praiseworthy is a nation that has Hashem as their God. So yes, independently, if a human being were to live a life just as a human being, as a biological scrap of material, then you know what? It really is very insignificant. Why should he matter? But when Hashem cares about us, then we do matter. When we are able to connect to an immortal divine mission, then our actions actually do matter. We can do things which are of note. This is actually very similar to the theme at the end of Ne'ilah. In the Amidah, the Chazal have added two very fascinating paragraphs. The first one is very depressing. Me'anu, me'chayenu, what are we contributing to this planet, to this universe? Ki mosar ha'adamina b'hema ayin ki akol havil, everything is emptiness. What are we really different from an animal? The next paragraph goes, Aval anachnu, amcha b'nei brisecha, but we, the children of your covenant, ashreinu matol chelkenu, which we see represented in the morning prayers and the early brachas in the morning as well, is a reflection of that prayer in Ne'ilah. And the point is what's the resolution for the state of ontological or aloneness is the fact that we're chosen. Chosen is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do something. That when we get up in the morning and we do Netzilas Yodayim, that is an act which will last for eternity, as opposed to the other decisions we make in life on a whim, which aren't connecting to a more divine and spiritual mission. There's another theme over here which the Al-Sheikh accentuates, and that is the idea of Hashkacha Pratis. Maybe what David HaMelech is asking is, Hashem, I know you run the world, but do you care about me? Or am I just like any other animal in the field and I just have to make it through? There's Hashkacha Klalis, you run the generals of the world, but the specifics, me little life, my person, is does that make a difference? You know, the way it's Tevye explores this in the Fiddler on the Roof is, at the end of the song he says, would it spoil some vast eternal plan? If I were a wealthy man, meaning Hashem, does my particular existence matter to you? And that's particularly what David HaMelech is saying. The argument in this Mizmor is that Hashem does care about the individuals. He does care about the specifics. He cares about David HaMelech in his unique circumstances. And that is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Hashem, please reach down from the heavens, so to speak, and show me that I matter, that I care. That is another theme in this Mizmor. There are a number of borrowed expressions in this Mizmor from other Mizmorim in Tehillim. So if you look around in Tehillim, in Mizmor Yud Ches, the previous Mizmor, this Mizmor seems to borrow a number of those expressions, which leads us to think that maybe that this Mizmor is written later on and is thinking back to these previous salvations in Jewish history and saying, Hashem, like these worked out, please allow us to succeed. In trying to understand the events behind this Mizmor, it seems pretty clear that this is said by a king of Israel or a general, because it's talking about battle, it's talking about from a very personal perspective. It sounds like the king may have entered office at a time of battle, of dissonance, and has able to recontrol it through some sort of covenant which maybe have been broken now, and therefore is asking for the ability to be able to quell the forces right now. The Radak says that it's David HaMelech himself, as is pretty clearly indicated in the beginning of the Mizmor, Le David, and when was it? After his initial pushing back on the Philistines who killed Shaul HaMelech. When he's able to get the first stage of success, that's when he says this Mizmor. It's interesting, there's another suggestion, and that is that if you look at Pasuk Yud, where it says, Hashem saves David from the deadly sword, the Targum says, what does it mean, the Cherev Ra'ah? It translated into Aramaic, he says, Micharbo Bisha de Golias, from the terrible sword of Golias. We know that the sword of Golias was an icon of fear, and was actually taken into captivity later on and stored in Nov Ira Kohanim. The Midrash goes on to explain that that David HaMelech felt inadequate to be king. He didn't have strength, he didn't have wisdom, he felt that he was not the right person for the job, and therefore what he's doing essentially is he's yielding his success to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this Mizmor. You're the one who taught me my hands war, you're the one who made me succeed, and therefore it's related to this specific incident, which was the beginning of his military career essentially. This also, there is a Rashi in Pasuk Yud Beis when he talks about the blessings of these children who are succeeding everywhere. He says that refers to the times of Chizkiyahu Melech, when we know that there was this miraculous time in history where there was such success, the children were learned, and they were healthy both physically and spiritually. Now, that doesn't mean to say that these suggestions mean that this Mizmor was said at those times. It could be this Mizmor was said later on by a later Navi, the times past David HaMelech during the Bayis Rishon, and they were relating to these incidents and using them as examples of the salvation being requested. Let's consider the places in our davening that this Mizmor appears. So in Yekesh communities, it is said, but not just said, it is actually sung before Marev on a Motzei Shabbos. It's the most beautiful tune for those who've ever been there. Le David Baruch Hashem Tzuri, Hamla Meid Yodai Lakrov, Etzbosai Yomilchama. So there's a specific tune which is said for this on Motzei Shabbos, and if you turn to the back of the Siddurim where the Motzei Shabbos davening is, this Mizmor appears there. It is also said in some communities on the Yom HaZikaron ceremonies for the soldiers who have fallen defending the state of Israel. And Pasuk Yud itself is a fascinating Pasuk, Kanoisin Teshua Lamanochim, is actually the basis for this, the prayer for the secular governments, which has been established and has been found in Siddurim for centuries and centuries based on this Pasuk as well. We're going to look at one Pasuk in the spotlight, and that's Pasuk Tezvav, Ashrei Ha'am Shekach Alai, Ashrei Ha'am Shehashem Elokav, praiseworthy is the nation which is such to them, praiseworthy is the nation that Hashem is their God. And it's worthwhile noting, first of all, that this last Pasuk serves as one of the additional psukim to the next Mizmor as it appears in Davening, which we call Ashrei, which is actually Tehillah LeDavid. So the second added Pasuk to the beginning of it is this Pasuk from the previous Mizmor, Ashrei Am Shekach Alai, Ashrei Hashem Elokav, which is said thrice daily. The Ibn Ezra says that what's pointed over here is that all this blessing we just talked about in the last section can only be a function of depending on Hashem. And that's what we're saying as a capstone of this Mizmor. The Chidah takes it one step further and he says, a very fascinating thing, he says the word Ashrei Ha'am, what's the word Ha'am? Ha'am is an acronym for Ha'ama'avir al Midosov. Ha'ama'avir al Midosov, a person who's willing to let things go, a person who's willing not to stand on ceremony, not willing to get insulted. So when people say negative things, a person lets it go, when doesn't stand on it. So who's praiseworthy? Ashrei Ha'am. Such a person is praiseworthy. The second part is Ashrei Ha'am Shekacha. Like, what's the word kacha? Says the Chidah, the gematria is Moshe. Is the gematria of Shekacha is Moshe Rabbeinu. Shetamid Bein Einov Moshe Liyois Onov. That Moshe Rabbeinu was always the most humble of human beings. How is it? Well, who is praiseworthy? This Mizmor is accentuating is the person who is a Ma'avir al Midosov, a person who is like Moshe Rabbeinu, who is humble, doesn't think of himself as a haughty, as a person deserving kavod. That's the person that Hashem would be willing to be associated with and willing to intervene with and to treat and give the blessings as we see in this mizmor. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.